Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Not only saturated his films with Masonic hand gestures and 666, but also added subliminal images with hidden sexuality. Altion claims that the square and compass are actually symbolizing the sex act, the woman's legs spread open and a man mounting her. The G symbolizes the generative principle of creation. The all-seeing eye symbolizes the head of the penis. And the rays shooting forth the orgasm. Each year, 13 high-level Masons may be invited to join the top of this monstrous pyramid, the Royal Order of Jesters, dedicated to nothing but sexual depravity.
There is no sin. There is only nature. Why do you think that witchcraft has disappeared? It never disappeared. It was hidden. Forced to go into hiding by the appearance of Jesus on the human scene. Another reason why he's passionately hated.
33rd degree Mason Aleister Crowley wrote how he pecks at the eyes of Jesus on the cross, how the New Age will arise from the destruction of Christianity, and how all children shall be accustomed from infancy to witness every type of sexual act. According to the Royal Art of Freemasonry, magic is the highest and most divine. And what is this magic?
Any living being is a storehouse of energy, varying in quantity according to the size and health of the animal. At the death of the animal, this energy is liberated suddenly. The animal, therefore, should be killed within the circle. For the highest spiritual working, one must accordingly choose that victim which contains the greatest and purest force, a male child.
We are witnessing the culmination of their mysterious arcanum. The destruction of Christianity and the mass sacrifice of humanity. Created in 1979 by the Masonic Order of the Rose Cross, the first Luciferian commandment carved into the Georgia Guidestones is to maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. High-level Mason Friedrich Nietzsche wrote how Christianity is more harmful than any vice and considered Christians sick animals. Their utopian New Age, as written about in the Satanic Bible and in the Lucius Trust, consultants to the European Union, is nothing more than the absolute destruction of Christianity. Aleister Crowley wrote how the people need to be ruled by the state and the world must be bathed in blood to usher in the New Age. Subversion of all governments and world religions has been going on in secrecy for centuries. Religious leaders, heads of state, and your favorite pop stars have practically all been absorbed into this hidden hand of Satanism. In 1991, the Noahide laws were signed into U.S. law by Skull and Bones member George Bush. Once these laws are practiced openly, it will be blasphemy to call Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, punishable by death. They want to bring us back to the days of blood sacrifice. Whether you believe or not, the culture of compassion, mercy, and love is Christian. Christ ended the days of blood sacrifice. Christ forgave us of our sins, all of us, liberated us, so that no man could stand between the individual and God. It's no wonder why they hide in the shadows. With a religion based on their own weakness, their so-called magic is nothing other than ruthless thuggery and deceit. Like broken animals, they fear the true light and want to drag you into the darkness with them. Don't let them. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Illuminati Unveiled. It just went live about an hour ago at band.video. Go click on the left-hand corner, find the Greg Reese section, and share it. And it's a very, very important piece. I'm going to do a part two and go back to the origins of Freemasonry, which predate Christianity, because the whole satanic arm of it is just one vein of it, but it's an accurate report. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers of vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food with the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, CNN is extremely pleased. Different groups and organizations are announcing that for the children, they're going to wear masks forever. But children don't even get sick from COVID-19. And if you have your vitamins and minerals, sunlight, and good water, you're invincible. But they don't want you knowing that. And they love the religion of being victims until even after they're vaccinated. Well, they do nothing. I've got a bunch of reports here to make my head spin. Dealing with COVID-19, where they're now reporting that the most vaccinated countries in the world have the highest COVID-19 rates. Well, and they're confirming what that Yale medical doctor said last week on the War Room. That's the other War Room with Steve Bannon. That the majority of people going to the hospital that they say have COVID is from the vaccine. And that's in my stack. Now, Nick Fuentes called me yesterday and he said, hey, I want to thank you for getting me Norm Pattiz. We're going to file suit tomorrow and I'm ready to come on your show and break it. And he was supposed to be on right now. He's always a busy guy. So we'll see if he pops in later in the hour. But he talked to my producer this morning. But it doesn't matter. The good news is they're fighting back against him being put on a no-fly list. And so that news is breaking here right now. And so that's what's going on. If they can get away with doing it, Nick Fuentes. They can get away with doing it to anybody. He wasn't even in the Capitol. He was outside the Capitol. He didn't call for going into the Capitol. It's just crazy. And I watch the left all over Twitter every time I'm trending, because I like to go search it and look at what's happening. There's so much cool stuff our listeners put on Twitter. I found a lot of stuff for the show on there, links and stuff I didn't know about. And as fast as the page loads, just more Alex Jones tweets load, especially when I'm like number one, it totally makes the globalists pull their hair out. And I just saw a lot of crazy stuff, and I see the left on there constantly showing photos of me at Georgia with Ali Alexander and state rep now running, I guess, for what is it, Senate or governor, I forget, Vernon Jones. I guess it's governor, is it? I forget. The point is, he's a great guy, big, tall, handsome, smart, very well-spoken black guy, very, very presidential, I think. He used to be a Democrat, flipped over to Republicans. He said, why don't you guys come to the Capitol? We'll be respectful. We won't be loud. And we'll do a group photo. So about 500 of us went inside. The other 500 or so stayed outside of that one demonstration. We all stood there and posed on the stairway to the second floor of the Capitol and took a photo. And they show that photo everywhere. I just thought of this. The crew didn't even have time to pull it up. They show it. It's been tweeted hundreds of thousands of times, conservatively. I mean, there are tweets where one photo of it's been tweeted 100,000 times. And that's what makes me trend on Twitter, is they think it's hurting me to go, look, here he is with Ali Alexander and state rep. No, that's not the photo. It's another one where we're standing at the bottom, but that's the stairs, yeah. And Vernon Jones is directing us on how to fill it up and how to take the group photo. But I'm pointing, he's pointing, and Ali Alexander's pointing. And then they run it everywhere, including newspapers. Here is the proof of Alex Jones. Yeah, there's video of it. And Ali Alexander in the Capitol that day commanding the attack. Yeah, and then they show photos of Jones, the black Jones, telling people how to pose for the photo. And they say, and look, this unknown man, because they don't want to say he's a state rep, he was also needs to be arrested, whoever he is. And then people tell him in the comments, they go, hey, that's Georgia in November. They go, shut up, racist. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the level of disinformation. Yes, that's the photo. Here is Ali Alexander with Alex Jones and an unknown black man and other people directing the crowd. That's one of my security guys, Tim, you know, there again trying to get the group photo together. And they turn that into the devastating assault. There's Nick Fuentes right there. But don't worry, he's on a no-fly list now because he dared to go to the Georgia Capitol and they showed the photo everywhere and said it was the U.S. Capitol. And I'm digressing here, but you have to understand, since January 7th, the day after, they tweet this every day. 2,000 retweets, 5,000 retweets, 10,000 retweets, 20,000 retweets. And they just show it and show it and go, why is he not arrested? Why is Jones not in jail? Here he is in the Capitol. And the FBI comes out and goes, we're investigating him. We're investigating the photo. It's like, give us the head of Jones. Give us the head of Fuentes. Just look at us in there attacking the Capitol. Yeah, there's one right there. When is Alex Jones getting arrested? Yeah, I see that Don Winslow guy all the time. He'll get thousands of retweets showing photos, videos. Like, my God, here he is in the Capitol launching the attack. Why are these people not in jail now? And then commenters go, here's the video from November 18th. And no response. And then the left keeps reposting it. Because, again, these are known liars. They love lying. They don't care if you find out they're lying. They like it. They cannot help it. Look, I've digressed. I got to settle down. I've had too much coffee. Our Wake Up America coffee is so good. Oh, my gosh, it's so good. And I've been misbehaving myself. People have noticed the last few weeks I've had my energy. I've been bouncing off the walls. And I've been being a bad beaver. I've been having a couple cups of my Wake Up America coffee, and then I've been working late. Yesterday, I had a quarter of a turbo force at 4 o'clock, and I was up here at 8 o'clock at night still working, bouncing off the walls. And then I couldn't go to sleep last night till midnight. So, two cups of coffee and a quarter turbo force, and I was bouncing off the walls. By the way, why do I have a turbo force? Because turbo force arrived yesterday in the 18-wheeler from the U.S. plant. 10 hours of clean energy is what it really should be called. But I originally named it Turbo Force. And it's 10 hours of clean, good energy with everything. It's got key factors that the expert top developer we hired to develop it has in there to carry the five types of caffeine into the brain. And it's five types that are time-released differently and then to have you come down smoothly at the end. And it's just amazing. That's why I don't know how anybody can take a full turbo force. It's a pre-workout also for people that want to work out or go on a long hike. It is rocket fuel. It is 40% off back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm trying to find my plug sheet. Here it is. I wasn't meaning to plug right now. And I started thinking about this. What's back in stock? Ultimate fish oil, back in stock, 50% off, highest grade fish oil. I can buy fish oil for 20% of the price of this. We bring you the highest grade fish oil that you can find, the cleanest fish oil you can find. We have the ultimate krill oil. It's selling out, still 25% off, but get them both together, 50% off. So ultimate fish oil, 50% off, ultimate krill oil. 25% off, but get them together, 50% off. Survival Sold X2, sold out for a while. Highest quality deep earth crystal, iodine, and it's the opposite of the bad halogen, fluoride, bromide, chlorine, all of those little nasties. 98% review, 4.9 stars, 6 1,000-plus reviews by the third party, Power Reviews, ladies and gentlemen. And the left is so pathetic. They did last year an FBI investigation of Power Reviews, thinking, I never talked to Power Reviews, it's a well-respected top group, thinking that it was fake reviews. Can you imagine? They want to put me in jail for fake reviews, and Hunter Biden has sex with his niece on video on the laptop. He's screwing a 12-year-old on video. He can do whatever he wants. He's under Chinese communist control, and they thought I'd pay for fake reviews. And then they want to put me in jail for that. I mean, that's a little side note that goes on around here that we find out from just everybody we work with, anybody we work with, anything we do gets harassed. I'm surprised they haven't thrown us off Power Reviews, but they didn't do that when that happened. I mean, that's the level of assault we go under around here. You know, when you went and reviewed it, they say you're not real over there at the KGB. What a sick joke. Winter Sun, ultimate vitamin D3, back in stock, so good for your immune system. Everything else, it's all there, InfoWarsStore.com, and a bunch of news coming up.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Person attacking an Asian person. And I have the crime statistics. It's actually very rare for a black person to attack an Asian person, but there's 350 plus million people in this country. And so out of the attacks that do happen, the majority of attacks on Asians are by Asians on Asians and then blacks on Asians. Just like the majority of attacks on whites are by whites, because whites are by whites, and the next is black on white. And it is true that it is black folks are committing about three times the crimes of any other group per capita. That you don't blame another black person for that. You don't blame somebody because their great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a slave owner. Or you don't blame somebody because their mama was a hooker or whatever. But the point is that in the inner cities, blacks are killing each other, number one. And then they're attacking Asians, Hispanics. And then whites are actually down the line. It goes Hispanics, Asians, and then whites. And I see videos of it every day, and then I get to hear, I'll dial into CNN. I watch CNN, so you don't have to. And I watch CNN probably 30 minutes a day. I go to their website, I click on the reports, and I make myself look at it. And every day it's, there's a march against white supremacy in New York by the Asian community. And it's not a march by the Asians against white supremacy. They just lie. The Asians are not marching so that white people don't attack them. Now, do they get leftist Asians on CNN and MSNBC to say, yeah, the whites are bad? Yeah, it's bull, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason I raise that is here's some of the articles. Video shows stranger attacking Asian woman with hammer in New York City. If that was a white person doing that, you would hear white woman. Asian woman attacking New York City by stranger. It'd be white woman demanding they remove mask, one hit with a hammer. So they try to spin it that, oh, it's anti-mask violence. Oh, really? Yeah, I saw a shootout outside a bar, and they said, oh, anti-maskers attack maskers. It's the maskers shooting the people. So that's how the media, which are enemies of the people, spin every bit of it. But you can see on the screen of your TV viewer, I know we simulcast on radio, that was a white supremacist attack. And you hear that there's a record level white supremacist attacks. It turns out the FBI illegally spied on millions of Americans' emails and iClouds to see if they were white supremacists. And now the ADL just ruled the former president does not get to be on Facebook. The ADL runs the board. Pretty crazy. You know, I call that Nazi. I call that Soviet. Oh, but I mean, the ADL is a Jewish defense group, so it can't be bad. It's like, oh, a woman runs YouTube, so it's okay if she censors you. It's all corrupt corporations hiding behind women and minorities. And now the country that helped defeat Hitler lives under Hitler-level controls run by the ADL. Now there was CNN. Oh, the white supremacy and hate are haunting Asian Americans. CNN, I mean, a load of bull. White supremacy is the most lethal threat to the U.S., DHS draft assessment says. It's not an imminent earthquake on the West Coast that's 10 years overdue or 12 years overdue. It's not giant asteroids passing by the Earth. It's not super volcanoes. It's not plagues. It's not open borders. It's not aging nuclear reactors. No, it's white people. Everybody's battling to get into countries built and run by white people and built by other people, too. But let's just say it. Everybody's used to want to come to the white countries because we're so bad and we're so mean and we're so evil and we're so terrible. And we're like, look at that river full of giant saltwater crocodiles. They're 20 feet long. Let me just get in there. Crocodiles are so nice. Let me just get in that water with them. You don't see people getting in the water with crocodiles. But, the evil white people are just in America and Europe. Let's get in there no matter what we do. Let's jump in the water with the piranhas. Let's jump in the pit bull starving to death, a pit of Doberman pinchers. I mean, it's America's so horrible and so racist. I got to get there right now. I got to get next to those white devils right now. Well, before Christianity came to Europe, you didn't want to mess with the white devils because they were all killing each other and killing you and doing human sacrifices and everything else. But it's Christianity, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the key. You've got African tribes where one tribe is 10% of the country in Rwanda, and they had 90% of the wealth because Christians work together. And then the animists go and kill them all in the UN because they want things and it falls apart. It's the same black people, but one group's Christian, one group's not. It's called Christianity. There are countries in South America basically run, a couple of them, by the Amish. You might have about 200,000 Amish in a country of 20 million people. Which one's called the Green Hell? My dad was down there doing medical donation work before he retired for dentistry. He was talking about Uruguay, Paraguay. He said, yeah, the Amish run it. And they're the only ones that can produce food or have any civilization or society. And but the communists want to kill them all because they're white. But, I mean, it's the Christianity, ladies and gentlemen. But continuing, summer 2021 is going to be abnormally violent as murders continue to rise, big Paul Joseph Watson article. And again, what's the main reason? Lockdown, people not having jobs, and food prices going up 76%. They're going up about 30% right now, but by the end of the summer, 76%, and it's just projected to continue up past 130% increase a year from now. Do you know what that's going to mean? Massive civil unrest, and CNN is going to tell you. Imagine being the big mega banks. We're going to a reset. We've devalued the currencies. People's bank accounts are going to be worth half of what they were. There's going to be shortages of items. Well, let's just do it ourselves, lock things down, say it's a virus, and get people used to it. Before the collapse happens, have a mini collapse out of the big collapse, and then when we have the main collapse, we'll announce a new virus is out as another reason to lock people in their homes, and they'll just be worried about dying instead of how they lost everything, and then we'll have Black Lives Matter, we'll find a few places where cops did something wrong or might have done something wrong, and then we'll just burn things down and claim the economy imploded because of racial inequity in Europe and the U.S. We'll have Arabs burn Europe, and North Africans burn Europe, and we'll have the indigenous African-Americans, you know, been here 300 years, you're indigenous, we'll have you burn it down under chicken neck Antifa direction. And that's the whole plan. But don't worry, though. The FBI says that white supremacists are hunting Asians and haunting Asians like, ooh, Casper the friendly ghost, friendliest ghost you know, haunting them. Ooh, Asian person goes open their door at night. Ooh, I'm Alex the ghost. I'm haunting you. That's the level. They're haunting and hunting and stalking and attacking. And they don't know what to do, the white people. Of course, none of that's really happening. Even the USA Today says that the Asian community thinks I'm a hero. We'll tell you about that when we come back. And I proudly think I'm a hero. I'm just trying to survive. They did a big NSA spy grid on everybody and found out the Asians love me. They know I love them.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. That's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Greg Reese said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Customer bought the Indian maid. Took her up so far away in Oklahoma State.
Baby. All right, I'm worried about Nick Fuentes. Lord Veda may be in danger. I said I talked to him this morning. I woke up this morning at 5 a.m. and saw a text from him saying, great, I'll be on your show tomorrow. Announce the lawsuit against TSA for putting me on the no-fly list with Norm Pattis, and we'll announce it at 1 p.m. And then I thought, or the camera guy, the boom operator thought, John thought, hey, he tweets all the time. Let's go see you last time he tweeted. Last time he tweeted, 11 hours ago. So Nick Fuentes is not a flaky guy. I've known him a couple years. He shows up when he says he is. He does what he says he's going to do. Maybe he forgot. Maybe he was in a car wreck. Maybe his mom, a family member, needed help or something. I don't know, but they put him on a no-fly list, and that usually happens right before they arrest you. And the left's been calling for his arrest everywhere. So we hope that he is okay. And there's the video proves on a no-fly list. That's the pinned tweet, April 27th. Let's keep scrolling down, please. And we'll show folks the last tweet 11 hours ago. Hey, BFFPOD, so how does this work for you? DM me, or I will you link. And that's just something he sent out. Nick Fuentes on total narrative control, and then he's gone. Okay, so that's it. Hopefully he has not been scooped up by the Gestapo or the NKVD. You know, by the way, I don't know whether you should call the FBI now the KGB, the NKVD, or the Gestapo. Because are they more like Nazis or are they more like the Soviets? And I'd lean more towards the Soviets, so say FSB, KGB, whatever name you want to give it. Except Soros is one of their top guys, and he was a Nazi collaborator. You're like, well, he was younger, he did that. Well, he used the Nazi party of Ukraine to blow up police stations and shoot everybody, and a coalition government took over. And the media, of course, ignored that. And now in Orban's country, over in, Hungary, Viktor Orban, they have a coalition government to get him out with the Nazi party. I mean, it's just the left, like, walk around and go, we're intellectuals, we're smart, we fight Nazis, and then Apple runs death camps. They're just the scum of the earth. And the low-level left is not intellectual. They are usually perverts that have like 2 or 3 degrees that are worthless, who are pissed that their degrees are worthless, and they're lazy. And they always keep thinking once the communist takeover happens, then they'll have all this power. Yeah, there's some of the Apple factories over there where they have suicide nets around them. I mean, this is not a joke, folks. So let's go ahead and talk about this. You saw CNN that white people are hunting Asians. White people are haunting Asians. That Alex Jones is a white supremacist. Well, here's USA Today. Proud Boys saw wave of contributions from Chinese diaspora. That's like when people flee a country before Capitol attack. And it goes on to say when the Proud Boys got stabbed, they know this because USA Today used hackers to hack into the donation sites that the left does to find out who the evil people were. It turned out the majority of the donors were anti-communist Chinese Americans, who, by the way, are up in one of the highest income brackets, lowest crime rate brackets, still great citizens. And it goes on to like, why were there donations to this? Well, the surprising answer to the question is that the Proud Boys enjoyed significant support from a slice of the Chinese American community and the broader Chinese diaspora. Some Chinese Americans have bought into the rhetoric spread by the Proud Boys, conspiracy theorists such as Alex Jones and conservative commentators, that America is under attack from communism. Oh, but of course, there is no violence from Antifa. It doesn't exist. And there's no communism either. There's just Joe Biden working with the Chi-Coms. They believe the Proud Boys are the vanguard of protecting the country from a communist army controlled by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, when the founders say they're Marxists. Claims that have been widely debunked. Widely debunked. It's like saying Roger Staubach claimed he played for the Cowboys back in the 1960s. It's amazing. Or The Chicago Bears claim they're in Chicago. I mean, it's just the level of the gaslighting. So again, communism doesn't exist. Nothing's happening. For some who left China in rejection of communism, particularly those who support former President Donald Trump, the Proud Boys have taken on an almost mythical status as tough street soldiers on the front lines of the battle between democracy and communism. I mean, what do you think it is? I mean, what do you think's going on here? And it goes on from there. The Proud Boys protecting innocent people, said Donald Wang, a Queens, New York resident who donated $50. A lot of people in my community support them. And it goes on to attack us. And again, they got all this by hacking into a donation site to find out the majority were Chinese citizens of the U.S. Oh, because they want to drive a wedge between Chinese and white people and Asians, period. It's like, don't you know you're being hunted by the white people? Oh, yeah, the Asians really buy into that. They really are buying into you, CNN. They're so stupid, they believe you. Proud Boys chairman Enrique Tarrio claimed that his group primarily exists to protect American citizens from anarchists and communists aligned with the Antifa movement who are trying to overthrow the U.S. government. Well, Asians have had a lot of their businesses burnt lately. I know it's mostly peaceful when they get burned down or killed, but you know. The refrain is common in the far-right media and social media. Conspiracy mongers such as Jones and his British counterpart, Paul Joseph Watson, whip their viewers into a frenzy of distrust and fear, contending that socialists and Antifa assassins are about to attack mainstream Americans. The message has been amplified by Fox News host Tucker Carlson, who has called for anti-fascist activists to be labeled as terrorists. Well, Trump did label them as that. He called Black Lives Matter movement poison. But what do all the Democrats say? Fox is the only place not doing it. CNN, MSNBC, Congressman Nadler, what do they all say? They go, Antifa doesn't exist. Just like they'll tell you, communism doesn't exist. No, it's just taking over. Any weekend, you can go to downtown Austin, there'll be 200, 300 communists marching around. Always trying to get black people to burn something down so they can say it's a black revolution, not a communist one. Same stuff was going on in the 60s. In fact, he was on fire with Darren McBreen. I want him to do like an hour-long show a week. His old Black Panther, original Black Panther, Party Cast, only did like 10 minutes with McGreen. We need to get those guys to do a whole show on this. We need to get Larry Pinkney back on ASAP. Oh, by the way, I know I said he has a new Larry Pinkney page at Man.Video, by the way. I know I said I was doing a special Saturday show for 3 hours on vaccine damage and what's been going on. But I promised to take my 4-year-old daughter fishing. She just turned 4. And so that's a promise that's got to be kept. But we will save a lot of lives. We did that 3-hour show and took people's calls on vaccines. She heard all the deaths and illnesses that have been caused. People, those videos get millions of views, and it saves thousands of lives every time we do it. I mean, that's why I... But you know what? We'll just do tomorrow, the next day, we'll clear the decks and do 4 hours. And even with the breaks, that'll just be 3 hours of airtime. And we'll take your testimony and your calls tomorrow or Friday. A lot of guests coming up, a lot of stuff happening. But maybe I'll come up here one night this week and do 2-3 hours unedited, you know, live, so that we can do that. We'll be right.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. The Yankees and the Mets are going to have separate sections for vaccinated and unvaccinated. We're already trained you to sit on the other side of the bench or only have the restaurant 25% full or don't dance at your wedding, don't sing at church, stand on your head. Yankees and Mets will offer free tickets with vaccine shots at games. And those that don't take the shots, well, they get stuck in seats that aren't as good. Ah, the ghettos begin. The medical ghettos. My body, my choice. Only if you're killing an 8.5-month-old baby, then it's your body, your choice. But if it's an experimental vaccine that maimed and killed animals in the trials they did, that's why they skipped them officially, you're going to take it or you're not going to have a job at this company. Well, actually, I have violent reactions to vaccines. I have a doctor's note. You can't even have that now. You will take it. And we have the UN report from December of a year and a half ago saying our doctors are wobbly. They're not working. People are against vaccines. The head of the vaccine program. And now you've seen the big, giant response. But I agree with Dr. McCullough. I said this divorce is real in that I've seen leaks here, sources that the Gateses don't get along well. Body language experts have said it for a decade. Bill is known to be constantly seen with other women. He's quite the horn dog. He also is quite a pervert, it looks like, hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. Definitely into blackmailing people. And so as all that comes out, He's not a good spokesperson for the foundation. And so they moved the halo from him over to her, and she said, I will continue at the foundation. So now, well, you got to take this experimental shot and get sick or die. I mean, it's a woman. And when Joe Biden steps down, hey, it's a woman. And we saw Affleck, that ridiculous actor, come out and say, we need countries run by women. They do a better job. You mean women's that are the front of the globalists to do that. So incredibly patronizing. Here's a big article. It's up on InfoWars.com from Sputnik. World's most vaccinated nation rediscovers COVID restrictions, reintroduces COVID restrictions after surge in infections, not illnesses, not deaths, but I guess they've turned up their PCR test. The Indian Ocean nation of Seychelles will close down schools, public places, and cancel all sporting events after reporting a surge in infections over the last 5 days, Health Minister Peggy Vidot said. And that's so they can try to threaten the people that haven't had the vaccine to say, it's your fault, that's the reason. Addressing a press conference along with other senior officials, expressed concern over the upward trend in infections in recent days and called upon the population to observe the public restrictions. Yes. And they say, again, do not exhale above the water. Breathe under the water. I'm not joking. You know, exhale under the water. U.S. birth rates fall to lowest level in generation amid COVID baby bust. Yes, the depopulation plan is working well and generations of wealth is being destroyed. Roger Daltrey of The Who said the woke generation is creating a miserable world. That's the plan, Mr. Daltrey, who I know, I've talked to a lot of folks, is a listener. So we'd love you to reach out to us and come on the show anytime. Big fan of you guys. FDA to authorize Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds by early next week. Yay! New York Governor Cuomo on high schoolers. Put them on a bus and bring them to a mass vaccination site. D.C. mayor bans dancing, standing at weddings. Ah, yes. Far-left mag libs ignoring scientific evidence to virtue signal for indefinite lockdowns. That's what they want. They don't ever want to work again. They'll understand when everybody quits working and there's still all this free money, that means less productivity with less goods, more money means scarcity and hyperinflation. Venezuela! Yay! But it's so trendy. They don't think 5 minutes out. They have an average attention span of 11.3 seconds. A goldfish is 14.7. Not joking. In major studies. They're gone, folks. Nobody's home. They don't care about logic. They care about the idea of something. To them, perception is reality, not reality. You can perceive that you're an elephant. You can perceive that you're Icarus. You can't fly to the sun. You can perceive that you're a mother when you're a man. You can perceive that you're a man when you're a woman, but you're not. And no one's against you that you have proclivities to feel like you're a man. Our biology is very similar. We have some of the same programming. No one's judging you. I don't judge people for their heart. God does that. But I do judge you when you have your kids. And, you know, that's something I didn't do. And it's such a nightmare stack. And I've got a great guest host coming up. She was so impressive when she was on with us last week. But I've got to get to this pedophile news. I mean, it's bad, folks. They are taking the autistic children, the mentally retarded children. They are taking the foster children. And the majority of foster children in major liberal jurisdictions are now transitioning girls to boys, boys to girls. And really what it is sterilization. They have to make sterilization fashionable. Oh, so they're convincing three-year-olds to sign documents of their free will, even though you're not of age until you're really 18 to make decisions like that, to sign up for a trajectory by age 7 to have the genitals surgically removed, but by age 5 to begin the chemicals to block it, which is so deadly to your body. And that is the interesting feller who's got 500-plus children as young as 3 under him who are now transitioning, and of course, they were taken by CPS from their parents, some cases from bad places, but obviously put in worse. I mean, imagine you take it from your dad who's a drunk that broke your arm. You're 4 years old, and guess what? You live with this person, this thing. They teach you all about sex and all about HIV and That's what his books teach you, and all about how you're going to be a beautiful girl. Never you're going to be a big, strong man. You're going to be a big, strong woman. You're, no. You get attention, and it's fun, and you're in the cool club when we get that little pee-pee cut off, all right? And then, girls, we convince you to take chemicals to fry your uterus and those eggs. We don't. And, you know, the argument is, well, these are disadvantaged children. You know, in my film Endgame, there's a clip of the Texas Board of Medicine, and they say, look, we put kids on the average of 14 psychotropics, 12 psychotropics, because they have bad gene pools. They're poor. They deserve to be sterilized, basically. And so make them happy. Make it cool to be sterilized. You know, Hitler sterilized the mentally retarded and stuff. He just did it and said you're subhuman. But, man, the liberals know how to do it. So cool. A nice, effeminate man or a man dressed like a woman comes to you and says, remember what the White House, appointee, she failed appointment, Jocelyn Eller said, we need school teachers and parents to understand masturbation is good. We're the elementary students and the children. And she goes, we got to find that recording. They've purged it everywhere. Rush Limbaugh used to play it. I mean, she gave it the speech. And then that was pre-internet, so they purged it. But the quotes are there, like the New York Times, Washington Post, they defended it. And she said, you need to go into the nurseries and touch them. The teachers need to do it. The staff, get over it. It's not, help them touch their genitals. So, they're touching your genitals now with these mRNA vaccines. Going to fry that uterus. Ha, 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 liberal. Woo! And it's going to get so much more fun. Somebody mail me it. Somebody's got to have a Limbaugh from right when Clinton got in 1993. He was trying to appoint her as a Surgeon General. I've heard it played. And I bet C-SPAN has it in the archive. Search for that. I did say we need to reach down and touch their pee-pees. I mean, that's who they are. They're a pack of pervs that want the energy of procreation. That's what the black magic's all about, all of it. And the only thing better is chopping your child's head off with pleasure. All right, I need to be funded. I'm in an information war, and I got products you need. And yay, the cavalry's here. The supply chain's broke down. It's taken so long to get it in, but it's here. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock, limited time. 40% off. Fish oil, back in stock, 50% off. Highest grade fish oil, your heart, your liver, your brain, your arteries. This is, I'm so glad it's here. There's a lot of this stuff's back in. I have more energy, more everything, because I've got it. I've got my fish oil. I've got my krill oil. About to sell out. It's 25% off. And we have X2, the best iodine, good halogen out there, deep earth crystal. Your energy, your stamina, your beto, your body, it's essential. Meaning, if you don't have it, you die. And it's depleted in the soils. It's not in most of the foods. If you get it out of fish, that's got mercury a lot of times. Our fish oil has been gone to the process of having any mercury removed. That's why. It's very expensive, fish oil. I mean, we get the highest grade, then we still sell it at the price other folks sell mid-grade fish oil. So I'm so proud of it. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And Dr. Joseph Mercola's book, The Truth About COVID-19, The Great Reset, is also available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get them. It's at InfoWar. Winter Suns, 50% off. You know, it's selling out. Vitamin D3 and so much more. I'll do 5 more minutes, and then a very special guest host is set to take over. We'll be back in T-minus 2 minutes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.